Weekly business session. Today is September 7th, 2016. It's 9 a.m. If you'll please stand, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to, before we begin, read a notice that said, yesterday at 2 p.m., the Circuit Court notified the commissioners and the county clerk through counsel that it has scheduled a hearing for 10:30 a.m. this morning in the case of Sunny Valley Sand and Gravel, Inc. et al. Versus Tricia Myers and the Board of County Commissioners, case number 16CV08079. Counsel has advised that the court's expectation is that the Board of Commissioners, as a named defendant, will attend this hearing. So we will proceed with our schedule this morning, and hopefully we'll get through the entire session that as is on the agenda. However, if we don't, I will have to place the meeting in recess no later than, 10:10, thereabouts, so we can get over there, because it's over at the family courthouse that is not in the courthouse next door, but the family courthouse, it's over on 5th Street. Corner of 5th Street, so we would have to have time to get over there. That is at 301 Northwest F Street is the actual address. So it's a corner of 5th and F. So we will do our best to get through our agenda this morning and see if we can get everything done before the time that we would need to recess to get over there. And, of course, we will adjourn at the time that the court adjourns its hearing. We adjourn simultaneously. Okay, this morning we have a recognition of employee, although she is not here. Rebecca Robinson is with our public health department, has been for 5 years. We appreciate her service up there at public health. That is a very important service to our community, oftentimes invisible to most people. Public health takes care of all the communicable disease issues, as well as public water and swimming pools and hot tubs at hotels and the food services at restaurants. So they do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and we appreciate Rebecca Robinson and her 5 years of service in that endeavor. Item number two, administrative action and consideration of approval of order number 2016-036 in the matter of refunding taxes paid on property over the amount of $10,000. Commissioner Hare.
Yes, I'm the liaison to the tax and treasurer, Ms. Arce, so she was excused this morning. I can talk about this issue. This is a property owner or taxpayer, Rough and Ready Lumber Company, and they have petitioned the state, as that's who does the assessments on their lumber operation and mill infrastructure, not our local assessors. It's done by the Department of Revenue at the state level. They were successful in having their assessed values reduced, and so the amount of taxes owed to them is $20,509.13. It's important that we do this in an expedited fashion, and thus it's here today. Under ORS 309.115 and subsequent ORSs in that jurisdiction, the county is assessed a, well, we pay interest on that, and so the sooner that we get it back to them, the less we have to owe. It's not very much as far as the interest. I think is just a couple hundred dollars, or total impact to the county is less than $800. So we just, it's the other taxing districts that are most affected by that. So something I would recommend for approval. It comes before the board because it's over $10,000. The tax collector does this occasionally on other taxes that are paid in excess. But when their amount is less than $10,000, the tax collector, Ms. Arce, can do it on her own.
Okay, thank you. Item 2B, we have Council Wally Hicks here this morning. This is approval of order number 2016-034 in the matter of exchanging certain county real property on Whitman Road for private real property on Lawn and Way, owned by Stafford Group, LLC. Order approving property exchange and quit claim deed from Josephine County to Stafford Group, LLC, and acceptance of warranty deed from Stafford Group, LLC, to Josephine County.
Mr. Hicks. Good morning. Wally Hicks, legal counsel. A little bit of background on this. The Stafford Group, and I believe their representative is here today from Stafford, are planning a development on property that they own. And in order to facilitate that, they needed to do a property exchange to create a roadway that would be a part of the overall development plan. So the county and the Stafford Group entered into an agreement that would exchange the two properties, which are of comparable value per the county assessor. And so per the laws that apply to this, we have presented to the board for your consideration three documents: an order, which is requisite for a county property transfer such as this, and then there are two deeds, one of which is a quitclaim deed, and that goes from Josephine County to the Stafford Group, and that would bear the signatures of the Board of Commissioners. And then there is also a warranty deed that would go the other way to facilitate this property exchange. That's from Stafford Group with Don McLennan as their representative to Josephine County. And of course, because the board must formally accept property that is transferred to the county, it does bear the signature lines for the Board of Commissioners to register their acceptance of this. And so should the board decide to, upon motion and approval, should the board decide to approve this transfer, then there would be signatures involved in that, and then our office would record these deeds. So the Stafford, I think, has already paid the fees. Has already paid the fees, and so we would then work with the surveyor, county surveyor is also here to record these deeds in the clerk's office.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, easily said, there is an existing road there.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with that, with the exception of the, I use the word mistake, not as a accusatory, but it was just like, the road is there. The problem is we get no paperwork to set up the transfer of that, and that's basically what this is. We're not putting up new roads. We're not putting up anything new. We're just simply recognizing what is existing. Yeah. And saying, let's go forth and get the other job done. Nothing is going to change there. No. As far as that road is concerned.
No, but no, correct. The documentation is right. Needs to be lined up, though.
Okay, great. Any other
Mr.
questions?
Hicks?
Yes.
Mr. Don McLennan? Yes, that's the party.
Yeah, he's over here.
You're fine, Mr. McLennan.
Over your right shoulder, not your left.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you wish to say anything? You certainly may.
You need to come to the microphone.
You have to come to the microphone, please, and identify yourself, your name and address.
Yeah, I'm Don McLennan. I'm the representative for the Stafford Group, LLC, and the land exchange is a pretty simple thing. It's a road right-of-way that the county owned for one that we developed the road in a different location because that's where it was required to be, so we need to change the right of way from one to the other so that things are straight. And I think
so that the road will be on the right piece of property, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's primarily a paperwork thing to get things straightened out the way they are.
Great. Appreciate your patience and seeing this thing through, because it's when people see a property exchange road, there's nothing, anybody's going to see it. This is already there. We're just simply formalizing it and recognizing it and moving on. And
right.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, for just point of reference, I've known Mr. McLennan probably my whole life, so just putting that out there. I wasn't aware that this was something concerning him personally until he was here today, but I just thought I should disclose that.
Okay. Item 2C, we have Ms. Roach with us today. Approval of resolution number 2016-058. In the matter of property tax exemptions for the surviving spouses of certain public safety officers who are killed in the line of duty.
So just a brief history on this is that back in February, the legislature passed new legislation that allowed for property tax exemption for certain officers killed in the line of duty. They're defined sections, some firefighters, police officers and reserve officers that are defined in other areas of the statute. It's permissive to the counties to give the exemption, so it's not a mandatory exemption, and it's up to each individual county to decide whether they want to do that or not. So back in March when this legislature was finalizing this, I brought it to the commissioners, and of course, you've been in discussions about this over time, and the result of that is the resolution today, which I think is a good solution because it matches what's happening with the surviving spouse of a veteran in a similar situation, killed in the line of duty or service-connected. And the way it's worded, it will allow future commissions not to have to deal with it if legislature makes any changes to the veterans' exemption. It matches it, it mirrors it, and it just follows it in law. And I think it's a good, fair, equitable solution, and I would recommend passage.
Okay. Any questions?
I thank you for your pragmatism and putting that together with the veterans. Having parallel policies makes a lot of sense, and I think for ease of your office doing assessments, it certainly would help. This is a small measure of what the county can do with under the jurisdiction of the legislature to apply this tax exemption. The other thing I wanted to say, I should have written it down. It'll come to me, I'm sure, at some point. But thank you very much.
Okay. No, thank you, as well as for being willing to adjust and to work through the process. Because as I started at the beginning, it was a pretty substantial property tax that could be a property assessment that could be reduced. And then we wrestled with that, and then we ended up with this, and thanks to you, and thoroughly satisfied with it.
Thank you.
Oh, I know what it was. It had to deal with the facilitating this through by resolution was under the state's legislation says that it's by resolution. Normally, we would not do it by something of this nature. So that's why it's wanted to make that distinction for the record. So when future boards look at this, why did they pass a resolution? Go back to the legislation, and that's the vehicle that they gave to us to do it. Otherwise, we'd have done it by ordinance or order.
Okay, thank you. Item 2D, Commissioner Hare will be addressing this. Approval of order number 2016-035 in the matter of authorization of the sale of county-owned land not in use for county purposes to prior owner of record and quitclaim deed from Josephine County to Ryan Westling and Jessica Westling. Commissioner Hare.
Madam Chair, this is something we've been dealing with for quite some time. Probably a good opportunity for everybody to put their phones on silent or vibrate.
Sorry.
So when somebody's property is foreclosed on, that's a six-year process. And after that, they have a short window of time to petition the board for paying all the after it's all done, there's no opportunity. The board has extended this under extenuating circumstances to this family so that they can keep their home. And they've come through with paying all of the back taxes and fees. And it's the best of a worst possible scenario, and I think that it's in the best interest of the county at large, and not only this family, that they maintain their residence in this home, and we proceed with this to sell them back their property like we would most other people in that six-year forbearance period, and get them back into a situation where they can own their home and move forward, not be displaced. So there's at least two, three kids in this situation, and for extenuating circumstances, kind of got to having us in the middle of it. So moving forward would be the best thing.
Good. Thank you. I know that our taxing process, whether it be the assessor or the tax collector, I know that they both try to work together to make sure that people can stay in their homes and not have a situation occur where they lose it, and very few actually do, and this is one that actually did, but there were other circumstances, mm-hmm. and we certainly don't want the home, so they need the home, and I think this is an appropriate decision, so that's good. Okay, Commissioner Hare also is going to address the item 2E, approval of drainage easements from Robert and Carol Strode, Vito and Diane Morantonio. And Hector and Melissa Santiago to county for construction and maintenance of storm drainage facilities on Azalea Drive.
So, Madam Chair, this is acceptance of construction easements or perpetual easements for maintenance required on this culvert and Azalea Drive. As most people will know, we've replaced several culverts over the years just from through the board, and a construction easement on either side is required. In a lot of cases, we have to purchase this right away from, or this easement from the property owners. I think there's three property owners in this process, and all of them have agreed to allow this construction or maintenance easement for free to the county, so that's a real positive. We are replacing this culvert. It's got some significant challenges. It poses a threat to the roadway if it isn't maintained, and so in order to do so, we needed these both construction and maintenance easements, and this is what this does.
Thank you. Okay, item 2F, and I understand this situation on the contract for personal services, but because I did not attend last Thursday's meeting because I was out of town, Commissioner Hare is going to address this. This is item 2F, approval of ratification of amendment number 1 to the contract for personal services between Civil West Engineering, Inc. and Josephine County. Civil West Engineering is someone that we have doing the engineering study on the North Valley Industrial Park. So, Commissioner Hare?
Let me get to that one, and maybe I can refresh my memory.
Oh, you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. I think
okay.
It's best if it's
I wasn't
within
here
your
last
liaison.
Thursday, but what this is Civil West Engineering has the contract for doing the engineering study on the North Valley Industrial Park sewer project. And so what we wanted to do was brought to us as an amendment to this contract to include the Josephine County Airport property in that engineering study for the sewer project. And it, of course, being that it was an additional amount of study and the property for the airport, the cost incurred would be about $20,000, was $20,000. So I did that correct, didn't I? That was
you did,
20,
yes,
okay.
You did.
It was $20,000. I know that was our discussions before last week. And so to amend the contract to include the $20,000 and to include the airport for that sewer project, they brought this forward to us last week at Thursday's meeting. I will say this, that the airport is growing so quickly and they need to have water brought in, but they cannot have water brought in until they have sewer brought in. So this is a critical key to the further development of the airport, not in the very short term, but in the next 5 years, it's going to be critical. So this is a very good addition to that contract while we have one in place. Any question?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Moving on to item 2G, approval of MedTIC, M-E-D-T-I-C, Tree Improvement Cooperative Memorandum of Understanding. Commissioner Hare.
I was trying to find out what that acronym stands for. It's the Medford Advanced Generation Tree Improvement Cooperative. Just rolls right off the tongue. This is something brought to us by our forestry department. They are interested, and we've done these in the past. Commissioner Haugen was part of a cooperative or memorandum of understanding between the BLM, the Forest Service, and Josephine County's forestry department. You might remember we have a percentage stake, I understand, in the Applegate Tree Farm out there towards Jackson County. This is very similar, but will be applied to the landscape. We've got 10,000 acres that we're looking to include in this cooperative agreement. The cost share will be proportional based on that, and we have it within our budget to accommodate this. I think this is a good thing. We're actually involved in all of the local tree farm managers. So we've got the BLM. There's the Hancock, Indian Hill, Lone Rock Timber, Murphy Timber, Perpetua, Plum Creek, Silver Butte, and the fruit growers. I'm not familiar with the fruit growers. They're one of the smaller ones. We've got 10,000 acres we're putting into this percentage. The largest total acres being utilized in this memorandum of understanding is 367,732 acres. So we'll have just a small percentage of that being the required cost share for Josephine County's forestry program, and I think it will benefit us a lot to try to work on those genetics ever and evolving and trying to combat either insect disease. We've got the sudden oak death syndrome that is progressing towards Josephine County from the south, and then we've got also the drought resistance and tolerant elements that's necessary for the trees of the next generation to have and possess, and this is going to accomplish a lot of those things as far as the goal is concerned.
I think one of the just points of interest that it does not include the mass-produced seed orchards, correct?
No.
Yeah.
We buy hundreds of thousands of trees when we do our reforestry program. This is just kind of a small percentage of that.
All right. Very good. Okay. We are going to move on now to item 3, requests and comments from citizens. So does anyone wish to speak this morning? Mr. Ford.
Morning, Commissioners. Larry Ford, 136 Ferry Road, Grants Pass. Well, I just see that we have the same problem we had a year ago, and I call it ODOT Inc. You know it as RV Act. I don't see where the problems that we discussed a year ago with funding from RV Act is going to change. We're still a minority player. We don't even have to show up to the RV Act meetings for them to have a quorum. I don't see this changing. I know the as the pot grows smaller, money gets harder to come by, but I think it's just going to continue like it has been. It's going to go to the Jackson-Medford area and not come to Josephine County. I believe we'll have to do it legislatively. I don't see ODOT budging on not splitting Josephine and Jackson County or not making the membership equitable. I mean, I don't know how you do that. It's pretty impossible with the population we have. But it just seems to me that we're coming to the point where we need to move forward again to remove ourselves from RV Act and become our own act in Josephine County. We might get less money, but we would have the ability to pay to spend it where we want to. Last time I brought this up to one of the folks from Medford, I go, well, you know, we gave you money to move the transit system off 6th Street. Well, that's well and good. It needed to be done, but you got to realize that 6th Street is, in fact, ODOT controlled. It is a state road, state highway, 6th, and I believe 7th Street also. So really, you know, they're helping us, but they're really probably helping themselves as much or more. It just seems to, I don't see this changing. So I think we need to start looking again about becoming our own act, separate from Jackson County. Thank you.
Ms. Ahrens?
Judy Ahrens, resident of Josephine County. Today I just want to share, and I'm sure you're aware of, but just to bring it to everybody's attention, and we have two attacks that happen in our country, two horrific attacks on the United States, and two sad days. One was on December 7th, and I'm really proud of the elected officials or the leaders over in City of Rogue River. They actually put on their bridge these flags. I was amazed. When Sunday at church, I stopped, took a picture of it because it was just so impressive, all these big flags going over the bridge. And just to remember, have we never forget about December 7th, ever, because that's our history now. Whether they're teaching it in our government schools, public schools, I don't know. It's sad if kids don't know that, and most of them I find very ignorant on our history. The second thing that I like to share is that other attack we had on that's coming up real soon on Sunday, and that's 9/11. And there were 3,000 victims in that horrific attack on the two towers in New York. And we also lost some officers, that I think there were 9 officers lost on that attack also. And the reason I'm sharing that, we go about our busy day and get our favorite shoes, and we just have to remember that we've got this and that and this and that to do. But I think our country is very fragile, as we found out on those two horrific days. And at the least, I think the minimum people could do is put out their flags. I put out a jillion all the time besides my regular one. I have a lot in my bushes, tons of them. So people say, I wonder what's going on today that Judy's got there. But just to remember that. And if there's anything the leaders here in Josephine County could do, even for the employees, to, I don't know, putting the flag at half staff, maybe you've done that. I don't know if there's anything planned for Sunday. Well, that would be Sunday because that's when 9/11 is. But any kind of gathering that you'd have or you could share with people, just remember how important and how fragile our freedom is and how we're seems like we're always on the edge. So in remembrance of those loved ones, those families, the people, and those officers, that we at least, the minimum we could do is put out that American flag and remember that day, this coming Sunday. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak this morning? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board. Okay.
No comments.
I will entertain a motion on item 2A.
Madam Chair, I'd make a motion to approve order number 2016-036 in the matter of refunding taxes paid on property over the amount of $10,000.
And I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
Being none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Hare?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 2B.
I move for approval of order number 2016-034 in the matter of exchange of certain county real property on Whitman Road for private real property on Lonan Way owned by Stafford Group, LLC. Order approving property exchange and quit claim deed from Josephine County to Stafford Group, LLC and acceptance of warranty deed from the Stafford Group, LLC to Josephine County.
And I'll second that, and then also mention that this is a good illustration of what can happen when everybody works together to achieve a correction in what might have been deemed an oversight or whatever, but it hasn't just gone away and it's been resolved, and thanks to all the parties involved in that, especially the Stafford Group.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 2C.
And I would move for approval of resolution number 2016-058 in the matter of property tax exemptions for the surviving spouses of certain public safety officials or officers who are killed in the line of duty.
Second.
Any further discussion?
It's a good reminder to us, too, that there are those who do sacrifice their lives for our benefit, not their own. I mean, it's for our benefit as a community. And this is a very small fiscal impact, but yet it is a tangible impact and our appreciation.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
No.
Being none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 2D.
Move for approval of order number 2016-035 in the matter of authorization of the sale of county-owned land not in use for county purposes to prior owner of record and quitclaim deed from Josephine County to Ryan Westling and Jessica Westling.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
Being none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 2E, Commissioner Hare?
And I'll move for approval of the drainage easements from Robert and Carol Strode, Vito and Diana Marantonio, and Hector and Melissa Santiago to the county for construction and maintenance of storm drainage facilities on Azalea Drive.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
Being none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, motion carries. Item 2F.
And I'll move for approval of ratification of amendment number 1 to the contract for personal services between Civil West Engineering Services, Inc. and Josephine County.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Graves, for getting this.
Mm.
And
yes.
Mr. Brandis.
Yes, Mr. Graves and Mr. Brandis worked on that. Okay, and no further discussion?
Nope.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Item 2G.
I move for approval of the MedTech Tree Improvement Cooperative Memorandum of Understanding.
Oh, good correction, and I will approve that with your correction.
No problem.
Any further discussion?
Nope.
Okay, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries.
Madam Chair, I did want to mention, to some it might seem cumbersome for us to go through our administrative calendar individually. If it's ever challenged on a specific issue, it's understood that the board took a definitive action. The reason things are on the administrative calendar, and we have quite a few today, was there a change in policy or there a change in budget that wasn't priorly approved? And so, or a controversial issue, those will all make up the administrative calendar. There's only a few things on the consent today, but those will be done just by single motion.
And then to contrast, anything that's on the consent calendar is something that is rather routine, does
yes.
not change policy, does not change the budget. The consent calendar, item 4A, minutes from the executive session, August 4th, 2016. That's the open portion. Weekly business session, August 17th, 2016. Executive session, open session, August 17th, 2016. County administration workshop, August 18th, 2016. And the weekly business session of August the 24th, 2016. Item 4B, order number 2016-039 in the matter of the administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis. This is a personnel policy ratification of a previous decision. And Commissioner Hare.
Sure. This was something the board has done a number of weeks ago. I think it, our intent was to do it to coincide with the fiscal year. However, it didn't quite meet that deadline. It was understood that we didn't have an order to codify that decision of the board. It was just a simple motion, and legal counsel felt we needed an order to do so, and so that is what we're doing today. It's been implemented for probably a month now, and I think it's doing what we expected it to do, which was to reduce the administrative burden of accounting for our travel, which we don't do a whole lot of at the county anymore. We used to do a lot more, but that's one of the things that we've reduced significantly over the years is our travel expenses. Most of those are paid for by grant funds.
Okay. Any further discussion? No. Okay. I'll entertain a motion for the consent calendar.
And I would move for approval of the consent calendar consisting of items 4A and 4B.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Nope. Nope.
Being none, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Do we have any other business today, item 5?
No, I have none.
None? Do we have any other matters from commissioners in item number 6? Okay. I just want to say that I know I've been talking about the airport days out at the airport for several weeks. It was a huge success this year. We had a good turnout, and people seemed to really be enjoying. It was pretty good weather and sunshiny, and people really enjoyed the day. So plan ahead next year, first weekend in September, and you too can go out and enjoy the pancake breakfast. I think that the people that were there for the car show really enjoyed that pancake breakfast because they're there really early. So it was a good event. So thanks to all of those people who worked so hard to put it on, and thank you for all who attended as well. Okay, it is 9:32 and we are adjourned. Oh, excuse me, I cannot adjourn.
Not adjourned. Yeah,
I
good,
cannot adjourn.
Call.
We are going to, sorry about that. I am placing the meeting in recess to be reconvened at the Family Courthouse at 301 Northwest F Street in Grants Pass. We will reconvene at 10:30 a.m. at the courtroom, and the meeting then shall adjourn at the same time that the court adjourns its hearing. Habits are hard.